USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Crews are checking out damages to cracked and burned buildings, crumpled roads, leaking water and gas lines, and more infrastructure problems after the largest earthquake Southern California has seen in 20 years. The 7.1 magnitude quake was felt all over most of California and into Nevada and Mexico. Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says there's probably more coming.
We expect to see numerous aftershocks continue for the days and weeks following this event, and there is a 10% chance that there will be another event of a similar or larger magnitude as this one, whereas there is a more likely event of a magnitude 6 earthquake aftershock from the 7.1, and then more magnitude 5s and 4s as the weeks progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Officials in Plantation, Florida say more than 20 people have been hurt in a huge explosion in a shopping plaza. The fire department blames gas. Deputy Chief Joel Gordon.
We've pretty much completed the search for victims. We believe we've located just about everyone. We are doing what's called a secondary search in the condensed area in the center of where the explosion appears to be.
The explosion demolished a vacant restaurant, leaving behind only part of its metal frame. The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into whether Delta Airlines violated FAA rules about promoting safety when President Trump's pick to lead the agency was in charge of Delta's flight operations. The FAA probe grew out of allegations by a Delta pilot that the airline retaliated against her for raising safety concerns. Stephen Dixon is facing criticism from Senate Democrats over his initial failure to disclose his involvement in the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A former vice president encourages supporters to look at the present and future, but not at the past. USA Network's Rick Vincent has more.
Democratic hopeful Joe Biden, addressing supporters in Sumter, South Carolina, defends his record on the issue of race.
When I talk about the Obama years, my opponents talk about his ancient history. When others talk about something I said in the 70s, they talk about it like yesterday. Kind of strange, isn't it? I know the history of this country. I'm amazed how far we've come, but I know how much further we have to go and what we're capable of doing.
The former vice president has said he was caught off guard and wasn't prepared for Senator Harris's attack on his record on racial issues and busing in the first Democratic debates.
According to a new study, the suicide rate in the U.S. is continuing to climb. USA's John Clements reports.
Those who identify as American Indian had the highest increase among all the groups that were studied. Sally Curtin is an analyst with the CDC.
American Indians in 2017, both males and females, had the highest suicide rate of all groups. Second were non-Hispanic white males and females. But we also found that American Indians had the greatest percent increases. For the females, the rate more than doubled. And for the male American Indians, the rate went up by 71%.
Curtin tells us about the findings she found troubling in the overall report.
Since the turn of the 21st century, the suicide rate has increased 33%.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.